again, Mike O'Connor, another Geezer Cast. Actually, a two Geezer Cast weekend. The second one is about Richard's decision last week to move back from George Washington University to Northland, which I think is a great decision. But I decided to talk about it in a Geezer Cast, so I'll embarrass Richard for all of eternity, because that's what we parents do. We get paid to embarrass our kids. And I do a darn fine job of it, if I do say so myself. I can remember when Richard was, I think, graduating from grade school, and I got to give the speech, the graduation speech. And because my speech was really short, I took the opportunity to point to my kid and say, "That's my kid." And he was under the table. He was so embarrassed. The speech, by the way, was one that Winston Churchill gave, in which he stood up and he said, "Never, ever, ever give up." And then he sat down. I think it was a graduation speech. So I stole it, used it myself. Anyway, I embarrassed Richard then. I'm going to embarrass him now, too. Because I'm just going to talk about what he did. I think it was actually a great decision. And so I'll tell you the story and pass it along to future generations. Because I think there's a moral in this story that's much broader than just the decision that Richard made. Richard and I, well, to tell the whole story, Richard came back from Northland last Christmas saying, "Well, you know, I had a great time. I met a lot of really nice people. I didn't do a lick of work, and I'm on the dean's list. And so maybe I need to upgrade the academics just a little bit." And we said, "Okay, what you thinking?" And he said, "Well, I'm thinking East Coast, big school." So Richard and I chased around the web and sort of picked a list and then went out on the East Coast in the spring and saw a bunch of schools. And ultimately, he wound up choosing George Washington University in D.C., great school. And we put a postage stamp on him and mailed him out there. He flew out, and you know, we sent all of his stuff by UPS, so we didn't even do the parental road trip this time. And one of the problems when you go to a place like DC is that it's not like Northland, where it's pretty small, pretty intimate. There are a lot of people that are willing to talk to you. The doors on the dorm rooms are open because it's pretty secure up there in northern Wisconsin. And, when he went as a freshman, there was all kinds of freshman orientation. When he went to GW, the orientation was basically a cattle call. So there, you know, it turned out that it was really hard for Richard to really connect with any people. And by week two, he was pretty despondent. And having spent a lot of quality, really lonely time in my life, I was lobbying for the take care of yourself decision. And he ultimately did. He switched back to Northland, and so we put another postage stamp on him. He mailed himself, actually. He did all the work. He mailed himself back to Northland. So in 2 days, he went from being an enrolled person at GW to being an enrolled person at Northland. And there he is as we speak. And so I thought I'd sort of tease apart some of the morals to the story. I think one of the things that goes on, especially in American society, is that there is all this value placed on toughing it out. I debated in my mind whether I should be the tough it out, it'll get better parent, and decided no, for several reasons. One reason that people sometimes tough things out is because of a notion called sunk costs. And actually, Richard brought this up. He said, "Well, gosh, you know, we put all this energy into choosing a new place, and we've spent all this money, and you know, I've moved, and blah blah blah, all that kind of stuff." And most of those are sunk costs. Sunk costs are costs which it's an economics term, and it means that whatever you decide will make no difference in terms of those costs. You can't get them back. You won't. Either way, they don't influence your decision because they're sunk. They're gone. I think a lot of people make sort of tough it out decisions based on sunk costs, and I think that's a bad idea because why? I mean, you know, what a terrible reason to tough something out if it turns out that the costs are sunk and it doesn't matter. Another idea that I use a lot is the difference between a good decision and a bad outcome. Again, this is sort of an economics finance term, but you know, you make decisions under uncertainty and you never really know what the outcome's going to be. You can assess the odds and say, well, I think there's a 90% chance that it's not going to rain today, but there's always that 10% chance that it's going to rain. And if you make your decision well, you would say, I'm going to do things as though it's not going to rain. That's a good decision, especially if you have good information. But even in that case, there's such a thing as a bad outcome. It rains. And I think in Richard's case, that was another deal. You know, it was a good decision, good school, good place, but a bad outcome. Bad physical surroundings, not terrible, but, you know, a dorm that's very secure, and so you can't just wander around and meet people because the doors are all closed. And coming in as a sophomore, there wasn't a real good mechanism to connect with a cohort group. And big city, it's hard to break in there, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so it was a good decision. Go to a different school, but a bad outcome. And again, no reason to tough out a situation when you've got a good decision and a bad outcome. I don't see any value in that at all. And then the final thing that I didn't tell Richard that story, but I did tell him the story about Blink. There's a book out there that's, I think, probably a magazine article that kind of got puffed up into a book, and I haven't read it. But I really love the premise, which is that very often we make decisions really fast. We make them literally almost in the blink of an eye. We see a person, and we immediately know whether we're going to be good friends with them or not. We look at a business deal and say, no, this one really sucks. It's not going to work out. We're in a situation where we just know that it's not going to work out. And then I think that's sort of counter the way that we're all brought up. And this is one of the things that the author talks about in the book. And I should have remembered to look his name up because I've forgotten his name. But the name of the book is Blink. Anyway, the author says, and I think he's right, that we in the U.S. of A. tend to demand that we analyze our decisions and that we have good information upon which to base them, and that decisions that aren't made that way are somehow bad decisions. And sometimes that's called intuition. Oh, you can't trust your intuition. You got to get the facts and check it out, write them down, do some analysis. You don't have enough of a track record. You've only been there 2 weeks, Richard. How in the world can you know this stuff? Well, I think that's wrong. I think a lot of times you know right off the bat. You know, second day you were there, oh my gosh, I made a bad decision. I'm in the wrong place. And it's all of that sort of subconscious stuff that goes on that brings you there. So for all of those reasons, when Richard sort of started to lean in the direction of moving back to Northland, I said, yay, verily, go for it, you know, help you out. What can I do? And I don't know if a lot of parents would have done that or not, but that's what I decided to do. And dag nabbit, I'm sticking with my story, and I'm sticking with my decision. I think it was a good one. I'm glad he's back in Northland. Certainly sounds like he's having a lot better time, and I've returned to dumber than dirt status, which is always a very healthy indication that Richard's in a good space. It's always a little scary when he's like trusting my decisions and seeking my counsel. It makes me nervous. So glad to hear that I'm back to being this stupid old dad again, and I'm glad he's back. So anyway, that's the Geezer Cast number 2 this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Say hey to Richard if you see him. And I'll see you the next time.